Good morning. By this, we are saved. I want to talk about the prosperity gospel again today. Contrast this with salvation. This is Trust the Bible. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and the purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And that means that the Bible does tell us how to have a prosperous and successful life. The Bible tells us how to be saved. And I see two kind of extremes out there that are taught in churches, on television, by pastors. One extreme is the prosperity gospel, which I have been explaining my definition of that all week long. It has four characteristics. It teaches that we are to pursue health, wealth, and comfort rather than the glory of God. It teaches that we are to focus on the here and now rather than eternity. It often substitutes means other than obedience to God's word in order to get the results, and it guarantees certain outcomes. All of these four things you will hear taught over and over in various ways by the popular preachers on television, by a large number of them, not all. And this is what I call the prosperity gospel. All four of those points are contrary to God's word. And so that's one extreme, the prosperity gospel. On the other hand, you will find a lot of preachers that focus a whole lot on getting to heaven. That to be saved, you know, by this we are saved, by the death and resurrection of Jesus, it's all about making a profession of faith, putting your trust in Jesus, so that when you die, you know that you go to heaven and not hell. And therefore, the benefits of Christianity, of becoming a Christian, of getting saved, have to do with knowing where you're going to go when you die. And I think both of those extremes are not correct. I believe that God has given us in His Word a guide to having a successful life now and the hope of heaven. And I think it's wrong to just focus on the here and now and how can I enjoy the things of this world today. And it's also wrong to reduce the biblical message to simply how to know you're going to go to heaven when you die. The biblical message is, Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. Joshua 1:8 says, if you meditate on God's word and carefully put it into practice, you will be prosperous and successful. Eternal life, that John, in the Gospel of John, he talks about it over and over again about having eternal life. That's something that begins now when you believe and continues on into eternity. It's not just about living and living and living and staying alive and not dying. It's about the quality of life that you begin to have now and it stretches on into eternity. So I'm presenting an alternative. I think we need a true prosperity gospel. Yesterday I focused on this third problem with the prosperity gospel. It often substitutes means other than obedience to God's word to get results. And I didn't quite finish up with that. I want to finish with this. I think you might hear this and think, well, who does that? And honestly, it's all over the place with all the most popular television pastors. So I'll illustrate that with some quotes today. By the way, if you want the complete summary of what I'm presenting this week, or you want to dig in a little bit more, I'd encourage you to check out the Facebook group, Trust the Bible. I've got different articles. I've got a blog site there. There is now the blog site prosperousandsuccessful.com, and I'd encourage you to check that out. That's my blog site, and you can read about this. I'm trying to create a alternative to what I think is an unbiblical false prosperity gospel message. Well, let me read you some quotes. I read this one yesterday. If you want success, this is quoting a very popular prosperity preacher, you're going to have to do more than meditate and believe. You must boldly declare words of faith and victory. So the key to success here is to meditate and boldly declare words of faith and victory. And that is not a biblical method of success. The biblical method is in Joshua 1:8. If you meditate on these words day and night so that you may carefully do what is written in them, then you will be prosperous and successful. So the Bible says Meditate on God's word so you understand it in order to carefully put it into practice. Do what it says. That's the key to success. The prosperity preachers say, meditate, and boldly speaking words of faith and victory is the key to success. Let me go back to a quote I read earlier this week in this context. This quote is, the first step to living at your full potential is to enlarge your vision. To live your best life now, you must start looking at life through eyes of faith, seeing yourself rising to new levels. I want you to catch that seeing your life through the eyes of faith is the same as, or using faith to look at your situation is the same as vision. If you have a vision of good things coming your way, that's looking at life through the eyes of faith. So in other words, in prosperity preaching, the way to get what you want, the way to prosper in life, is to have faith, where faith means having a vision in your mind of good things coming your way. That is not a biblical message. The biblical message, again, is not having a vision of good things coming your way and that's going to make them come. The biblical message is meditate on God's word and put it into practice. You can see the contrast, but even the way faith is used. Here, faith is viewed as being the same as just having a vision of good things coming your way. This is how prosperity gospel preachers use the word faith. Faith, they are defining as having this vision of good things. That is not how the Bible defines faith. That is not what faith is. In the Bible, faith is trusting in the person of Jesus Christ. That's why I start off this program by talking about, or in the song, it talks about Jesus' death and resurrection. By this we are saved. We are saved by a person, Jesus Christ. We are saved when we put our faith in Him. We are trusting in Him and what He has done in His death and resurrection to save us. We aren't viewing our faith as saving us, or our faith is creating good things to come our way. No, we are putting faith in Jesus, and Jesus saves us. Jesus gives us the abundant life. It's a totally different view of what faith is. It's taking, the prosperity gospel takes this biblical faith where you trust in a person to do for you, and it's saying you accomplish through your own faith. That's not it taught in the Bible anywhere. So I want to be careful, or I want you to be careful with how are we defining faith. Faith is trusting in someone. And Jesus, by the way, says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, then you will be able to do great things in the kingdom of God. Basically, then you will be able to have a prosperous and successful life as you're pursuing God's glory and God's plan for your life, and you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you're going to be able to do it. Why? Because it's not your faith that's accomplishing things for you. It's the person you're putting your faith in. It's Jesus. And so it's not about how powerful your faith is. And this is where the prosperity gospel gets in such trouble, is the prosperity gospel says if you're not prospering, if your finances aren't going up, if you're not healthy, if you're struggling in a relationship problem, you know, if you're struggling with an addiction problem or any other number of problems, it's your faith isn't big enough. And that's putting all the pressure on you to have enough faith. And what they really mean by faith is have this positive attitude, positive mindset. But the Bible says, no, we all need Jesus to save us. We must put our faith in Him. And it doesn't matter if we have perfect faith in Him or this huge faith in Him. As long as we're putting faith in Him, He's the one that will save us. He's the one that will set us on the path to what really counts, which really is about glorifying God, loving God, and loving others. And we'll pick up there tomorrow. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.